الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. Because this is a class, so it is expected that you're going to be taking notes. And also, the only text you need for this class is a copy of Quran. And you can get that on, you could either go online and get it for free at Quran.com, Quran.com. And you could follow along, get it for free there. Or you want to have a personal one you carry around, you can go online and go to Y Islam, they believe it is .org, and they will send you a Quran in various languages. So let me continue. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. And today's topic will be on death, D-E-A-T-H, death. And one of the ayahs in Quran, or the verses in the Quran, it mentions, and you could open your Quran to chapter 29, verse 57. Again, chapter 29, verse 57. And it says, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, thumma ilayna turja'un." Simply put, every soul shall taste death, then to us you shall all return. And I'll probably repeat this particular ayat later on, but we'll see how it goes. So let's continue to talk about death. When we leave our home in the morning, going to work, going to store, wherever, we had the expectation that we're going to come home. And then what happens sometimes, death happens. It could happen anywhere or any place or any time. But each and every soul, as I read earlier, that's for each and every one of us. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, thumma ilayna turja'un. And that each and every one of us, we're going to taste death. All of us. Male, female, young, old, doesn't matter, color of your skin, you are going to taste death. How young you are, how old you are, does not matter. And so we leave home, expected to return back home, but a lot of times that does not happen. But let me get into this next ayat in the Quran, where some people think that they can hide or run away from death. So in chapter 4, verse 78, again, chapter 4, verse 78, it says, and I'll read it in English. "Wherever you may be, death will overcome you, even if you were in a fortified tower or fortified towers. Death will find you no matter where you go and no matter where you are, death will find each and every one of us." And also another chapter in Quran, chapter 62, verse 8, and it says, "Tell them, the death from which you are running away will surely overtake you. then you will be sent back to him who knows the unseen and the seen, and he will tell you all that you have been doing. And in a similar verse, as I read earlier in 10:5-9, meaning chapter 10, verse 56, I'm sorry, 10:56, chapter 10, verse 5-6. And it says, like I said earlier, and he is the one who gives life and causes death, and to him you shall all return. As I said earlier about us all returning to Allah, I mentioned the last part of the earlier ayat or chapter and verse, thumma ilayna turja'un. As we all will return back to Allah. And the one that causes death is Allah. The one that causes life or brings on life is Allah. If land is barren, nothing grown on the land, it's just dry and dusty, Allah brings some water down on it, rain water down on it, and then what happens? Plants start to grow from it, crops start to grow from it, flowers start to grow from it, grass start growing from it because it's been rejuvenated. And if a place has all these things I just mentioned, the grass and the plants and all that kind of thing, and Allah could take it all away and he can make it all dead and nothing grows on that land. And so please keep this in mind. Again, death can happen anywhere, at any time, to anybody. Any one of us, death can take place. For example, we had here in America, we had a space shuttle called Challenger. And on January 28th, 1986, the space shuttle Challenger, it broke apart in about 73 seconds. A person going from Earth, going up to the air with a mission, whatever that mission was, or missions were, 73 seconds into the flight, it blew up. And it killed seven crew members on board. That's in the air. Like I said, it can happen anywhere at any time. And so let's go under the water. January 18th, 2023, which was last year, because I'm reading it in 2024, a submersible. I read it by this tourist group. It went down. It had people aboard. It had about five people aboard it. It went down to look at a ship that had sunk years ago called the Titanic. And you all can look this up for yourself about the Titanic, supposed to be an unsinkable ship. And then it went out to sea and it sunk. This all is in the hands of Allah. So these five people, they were on a submersible. They were going to look at the site where the ship went down. And then Allah took their soul underwater. And their submersible, it just imploded. It just blew up from the inside out. And so, again, we never know when, where, or how we're going to die. Recently, here in America, we had a large ship with tons of crates on it. And it itself weighed tons and tons and tons. And so the ship lost power and it ran into one of the pillars, if you will, that was holding a bridge up. And it's the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And it hit that particular pillar, and the whole bridge fell down. Again, you all can look this up for yourself, Google it, or whatever is your search engine that you use, and you can Google this for yourself and find out what I'm talking about. And with this particular accident, I believe it was about six people died. I'm not sure exactly how many, but those people died. They went to work that morning, working on the bridge, fixing the potholes in the bridge, or I'm sorry, in the sort of the road on the bridge, And then all of a sudden, the ship lost power twice, and it's drifted into the pillars, the things that were holding up the bridge, hit it, and then the whole bridge collapsed into the water and taking them into the water too. So again, we don't know where we're going to die, when we're going to die, how we're going to die, but for certainly each and every one of us are going to die. Like I mentioned about the space shuttle, people died in the air. And I mentioned about the submersible, like a little, I guess you would call, like a small submarine. And the people died inside the water or under the water. And then these other people, they died who were above the water. And then the bridge collapsed and took them down into the water. So how they died, Allah knows best. But they died. So I want to mention this to you all, because these people, they were what? They were going to work. And they had expectation in all these situations that they were going to return back home to their family, but another plan was set for them to do. And so I just want to mention these things and these examples to my students about these particular incidents. And I want to mention something else to you, and that for the Muslim, I want you kind of go through this when we die. When those people who believe in Allah, worship Allah, when they die, you have the angel of death there. Angel of death does not smile or anything like that. And then you have the angel of death there and to draw your soul from your body. That's his only job, is to take the souls of the people. It could be a child. It could be a baby, it could be a teenager, it could be an adult, it could be elderly, it doesn't matter. That's their job, and they do their job, and as you know, they do their job well. For anyone that died in your family, and died in your family, may Allah help those remaining family to deal with the loss of their loved one. And so the angel take their soul. And the one that believes in Allah and worship Allah, they take their soul easy. It slides out of the body with ease, like water going through or coming through a faucet. So next time you turn on water, think about it. You believe in Allah, you worship Allah, that your soul will be taken out smoothly, like that water running that you see before you. I think each and every one of us at some time, we have water running. And when you look at that water, you think about how do you want Allah to take your soul, or the angel, or by Allah, take your soul. You want him to take your soul smoothly, like the water coming out of a faucet, for example? Or you're going to be a disbeliever and the soul going to be taken out of your body in a rough manner. In other words, when a person who disbelieves in Allah, does not worship Allah, this person's soul is basically snatched from their body at the time of death. And the soul tries to hold on to the body. And when it takes the soul from the body, angel takes the soul from the body, it's like, if you will, nerves or muscles, you kind of like break or snap away. Like you're trying to hold something down, but the wind kind of blows it away. No matter how much you stake it down into the ground, the wind blows it away. And then one spike comes up, another spike comes up, another one comes up. That's kind of how it is. I guess hopefully you can visualize what I'm talking about, those who experience a tent or experience something being tethered, if you will, to the ground. But then something comes and takes it up and takes it out of the ground. And that's the situation when you're talking about the angel of death coming to take a person who is a disbeliever, one that do not believe in Allah and doesn't worship Allah, and takes his soul out in a rough manner. But those people who believe in Allah and worship Allah, obey Allah, there again, when you look at that water, think about how do you want your soul to be taken out of your body? Do you want to be a believer and let it run smoothly through the like the faucet, like the water runs through the faucet, or do you want it to be snapped or snatched away and break away from the body, trying to hold on your soul, trying to hold on to the body, and it just can't do it. Because eventually it's going to have to let go of the body and go where the angels takes it. I won't get into a lot of details about this, but I just wanted to let you all know about this particular incident. And so let me move on. Oh yeah, I want to mention one other thing, and that is, and for the Muslim, once we tell you understand our death. Now, I won't get into a lot of details about it, but I want you to understand. And for us, after we die, then the Muslim body is cleaned up, washed up, if you will, and they make a wudu, or ablution with on it, dried off, and then it is wrapped in clothing, a cloth, if you will, like these white cloth. Men may have two, and women may have three or four. It depends. And wrapped around the body, and that's basically it's a coffin, if you will. It's that covering. And now in America, other places, you have to put that into and with that person wrapped in the sheets, you have to put that into a casket, and then put the casket into the grave. And so we do that. We put the person wrapped in the sheets, if you will, neatly wrapped. Tucked away very well, and treat them as if they were alive. We don't put hot water on them. You don't put cold water on them. We put water just right and move their body, not in a raw or hard way. Just move them as if they were alive, but they're just sick and they just can't move, and you have to move their body parts. But I won't get into that because I might be a little deeper than I really want to get into. And then the thing, we wrap them. And what we normally do in a lot of cases, some people just put them in some towns or countries. They could put the, you know, they just take that when I talk about the wrapped person and put them into the ground on their right side, facing towards Mecca or the Qibla, in the direction of Mecca, the Kaaba at Mecca. And so, but for us here, for example, in America, a lot of times we put them in the casket, take it to the grave site. And then we take them out of the casket and then place them in their grave on the right-hand side. And then we put another covering over top of them. And then we put on it. And then we throw the dirt in. And then we pray for the individual. And then we walk away. So I'm giving you a very brief explanation of what happens for us during our time, a time of death of our loved ones. But also keep in mind, everyone and everything experiences death. All the angels, the last going to be on earth. Say, for example, Angel Jibril, who was a messenger angel. And also the angel Malik, the angel of death. Israfil, the one that could have blown the horn. Different angels are left. Allah say, okay, who is left? After all the people are dead and gone, and then it will be said, so-and-so and so-and-so is left. And then Allah will command death to take the soul, to take the life, if you will, of the angel Jibril. After that's done, he says who's left, and it was to tell who is left, although he already knows, and then you take the life, if you will, out of Israfil. And then after going through that and going through another angel and so forth, and then Allah said, okay, who's left? And then the angel of death would say, I'm left. I'm the only one left, Allah. And then at that point, Allah will command also the angel of death to die. So nothing will be left of Allah's creation. Let me tell you something else that will die, which we also, death itself will die. Everything will die. While the people are in a paradise, and the people are in a hellfire, and this is what was said to them. Allah's Messenger, may peace and blessings be upon him, said, on the day of resurrection, death will be brought forward in the shape of a black and white ram. Then a maker will call, O people of paradise. Thereupon they will stretch their necks and look carefully. The caller will say, Do you know this? They will say, Yes, this is death. By then, all of them will have seen it. Then it will be announced again, O people of hell. They will stretch their necks and look carefully. The caller will say, Do you know this? They will say, Yes, this is death. And by then, all of them will have seen it. Then it, meaning the ram or death, will be slaughtered. And the caller will say, O people of paradise, eternity for you and no death. O people of hell, eternity for you and no death. So I just wanted to mention this to my students, Muslim and non-Muslim students, about death. All the angels will die, and then death itself will die. Everything will die. And meaning that we, the people in paradise, will forever be in paradise, and it will never die. And then the people in the hellfire will be in hell and never die. Some people in hell, they will say, or they will want, Man, when is death going to come to us? This is just terrible. I can't take this anymore. All this fire and this torture that I'm going through and that I earn. Please, come take me, death. But there be no death. Because death is dead. Some people may be brought out. Those who have a average weight or a mustard seed of faith in them, Allah, after they be in the hellfire for a while, Allah may take them out. And then put them into paradise. But they would never die. That's it. The people in paradise will never die, and the people in the hellfire will never die. Never ever would they experience death. So I want to read one other thing to you. It basically is the same thing, and it says, يقال أهل الجنة خلود لا موت ولا النار وأهل النار I'm sorry يا أهل النار خلود لا موت. And basically it's the same thing that I said earlier, but in Arabic. And what I said was, the prophet said, may peace be upon him, it will be said to the people of paradise, O people of paradise, eternity for you and no death. And to the people of the fire, O people of the fire, eternity for you and no death. And so I wanted to remind my students, this is a situation. How are you going to die? Are you going to die believing in Allah and have your soul snatched on your body, and you can feel it ripping from your body? Or are you going to believe in Allah and obey Allah, and your soul being taken from your body with ease? Again, my students, when you look at water running through a faucet, then think of your own death. Do you want to be snatched, your soul snatched from your body, or do you want your soul to come for your body with ease, at the ease of the water coming from the faucet that you're looking at? Think about that. Think about it every time you look at a faucet, a water running someplace. Think about it. So I just wanted to remind everyone about that. And even more, I'm going to add a little bit more, when a person that is a disbeliever, their soul is taken from their body, and then they're wrapped into a garment from hell. It's raw, it's like wool, that's the one only way I could put it. And they wrapped it in this wool, like, and it kind of hurts. I hope I never experience it. And it hurts and it smells. So, and then the person who is the believer in Allah, worship Allah, and his soul comes out the body with ease, then they will be wrapped in a perfume garment from paradise, smelling real good. And so that's what we want. We want our soul to be taken on our body with ease, and we want the angels to wrap us in, our souls wrapped into this garment, this perfumed garment. That's what we want. That's a good end for us. I know some people may say, well, I don't believe what you're saying. All right then, do right. And what you got to lose? If you do right, and you're right, and I'm right, then you go through what I'm talking about right now with ease. But then you do it, and I'm wrong, then you do all the bad things against what Allah says, then you're going to experience what? You're going to experience the disbeliever person leaving this world. And you really don't want to do that. Why take that chance? Why take that chance? I want to just say one more thing to my student, and that is, it was narrated by Anas ibn Malik. Anas, who is the son of Malik, he said, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, none of you shall wish for death because of calamity befalling him. But if he has to wish for death, he should say, oh Allah, ya Allah, keep me alive as long as life is better for me. And let me die if death is better for me. So this is a dua, a supplication that we can make and is okay to make as Muslims to Allah. That we live as long as it's good for me to live. But Allah, oh Allah, if it comes to a point where it's not good for me to live, please take my soul. And Allah still may not take your soul because it's not your time. It is not your place for your soul to be taken in form or fashion for your soul to be taken. Each and one of us have a soul in a fashion in which we are going to die. And that's each and every one of us. Again, no matter how young, how old, how tall, fat, skinny, doesn't matter. A person may think, yeah, I'm so-and-so with all this money. There are a lot of rich people that died, and the money's still here and divided amongst their family. And a lot of poor people died. And people in between died. So it doesn't matter. Money doesn't keep you here, and not having money doesn't keep you here. But you have to face Allah and doing the right thing and face Allah in the right way and in the right manner, and with the gift from Allah and the blessing from Allah, that Allah would take your soul as a believer and not take your soul as a disbeliever, someone that is not doing what Allah tells them to do. Allah says go up, you go down. Allah says go left, you go right. Allah says go right, you go left, or whatever it is, you go the opposite of what Allah says for you to do. So my students, the longer you have breath in your body, it's not too late for you to change and be a worshiper of Allah and a fear of Allah, and that you have what they call a really good death. A death that your soul is taken as the believing person, one that worship Allah, and not one that is a disbelieving person and one that does not worship Allah. You have been attending the Islamic Faith in Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.